Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
I love when a place that I order food from adds a new menu item.
Ooh, tell us more.
Well, we're ordering lunch because after the show today, we're driving to shoot an episode of Too Much Excess. Mm-hmm. So we're driving up to Kentucky. And so I was just going to order lunch for the 4 of us that are driving up.
Are you sending
Five
it here?
Us. Huh?
You're
yeah.
sending it here?
Yeah.
Where are you ordering from? I may hop on. I'll pay you.
You haven't been invited.
I'm not going on the trip with you, but I'm staying here and I was about to order food.
Why are you staying here? Hey, Mike, will you order yours and pass it to
because
Eddie?
Because on Wednesdays I have improv.
Kick off Kevin. Oh, you maybe I'll ask Reed what he wants to. You have Wednesdays when? What time?
I have improv and it's closer to here, so I instead of driving all the way home.
What time is your improv class?
3 o'clock.
You're going to be here till 3 o'clock.
Wait, what?
No, it starts
Why not
at 3,
go,
so I'll
your
leave
home,
it.
Your home's like 18 minutes from, it's less than that, 13 minutes from here.
No, because I have like things that I could get done, and by the time I'm out at improv, because it's 3 hours long, it's like show prep is due, so I need to get it all done here, so it's better if I just get everything done.
So you're going to stay here till 2?
I'm going to do some Women of iHeartCountry.
I mean, good for you.
It's what I've been doing the past few Wednesdays.
Your improv class is when?
3.
So
3:15 to 6:15.
I have a workout at 3 today, mm-hmm. but we're going to Kentucky shooting a full show, doing a podcast, and then driving back
we'll
to
back
get home
then.
In time to work.
Yeah. Well, but I can't get out of improv by the time I get home. All my stuff needs to be done. Like, I need to be done.
I hear you.
But, Amy, we're leaving right after this, so like...
I mean, you could go
you
home.
You could go home.
Do you just not want to go home?
It's not like a regular Wednesday.
Is no. home sad?
No, it's not sad. I mean...
I bet it is.
It's kind of empty, man.
Yeah. I mean,
she can't go. She doesn't have a couch to sit on.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of sad. I get it.
No,
that's what it is. Good for you.
That's not really what it is. It's that.
It's clean juice.
Okay, Bones.
Ooh, that's where I was going to order from. I was going to get avocado toast with the egg on top.
You can order after they're done.
Okay, thanks.
Hello, juices.
Will you text Reed and see what he wants? Okay.
Cool. Thanks.
You're welcome. So, how's improv going?
Good.
Oh, wow. I saw it right there. That's good.
That's not it.
Good.
It's interesting.
What do you do in a class?
A lot of activities.
Meaning? Like, take me through, like, an activity or something that you do as, like, a practicum type thing
okay.
that makes you better.
So, two people sitting, you and I would go to those chairs right there and mm-hmm. sit in front of the class, and then we maybe are given.
So, why don't you and Lunchbox walk up there then?
Okay.
Lunchbox, go up and do it. Do some improv there. I'm going to give you guys a scenario.
I wouldn't even pay attention. Well, what are we doing?
And then, each of us.
We're acting?
We only see.
Those mics aren't plugged in.
The mics aren't plugged in?
No, I've done my sound check yet.
Oh. All right. We'll grab that mic.
We'll grab this mic and we'll hold it between each other.
So, you'll give the topic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that was plugged in either, guys.
I'll.
I'm not not messing up your floor.
Flow.
You maybe don't even.
Hey, Bones.
What?
Have you had the immunity?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Juice?
Yeah, it's like the orange one.
Yeah, do you add anything to it?
If I do, it's always like some kind of whey protein.
Okay.
Are you still on the menu?
Yeah, dude. I've never seen this place. This is amazing.
You drive by it every day, man.
I do.
Yeah, it's good. But move it because we got to go in a little bit.
I got you.
Yep, chop, chop.
Hey, that juice isn't cheap.
Eddie's over there on a shopping spree.
Okay.
Will you take it to kickoff, Kevin?
Whoa, I just got a juice. Hold on. Sure.
Oh, my God.
You've only got a juice. You've been having the phone for 20 minutes.
Dude, they have like 100 juices.
But lunch.
If you don't order, though, we can't leave.
I got you.
Because it's going to take half an hour to get here.
I got you. Egg salad. That looks good.
Oh, you're going to stink up the car, dude.
Oh, no.
I didn't think about that.
I mean, that's what he does. He eats those eggs in the hallway and it's disgusting.
Peanut butter toast.
Can you turn?
Ooh, yeah.
Amy's mic now works.
Okay.
Eddie, you have to move. Stop saying everything and then looking up for reaction.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, read everything on the menu. Oh!
He says it and looks up to see if we like it.
Because that helps me decide.
Lunchbox's mic still isn't working. We have to kill this.
That's okay.
Well, okay. So see, improv. Got to roll
with scenario.
It. So Lunchbox and I, well, we'd have to look at each other while we're doing it because you're supposed to be more listening to what the other person is saying and then you play off of that. But you would only say, you don't know what the person's going to say and then you build off the storyline. So it may be that Bobby's like, okay, y'all are in the hospital.
There are no no's.
There are no, yes. Sure. Everything is, yes, I hear what you said and I'm going to add to it. So lunch, I might be like, I'm in the hospital, but again, we don't know why, but we develop the storyline together organically as we're talking back and forth. And next thing you know, like,
you have chlamydia.
Exactly. It would be like that. And I would be like, yeah, crazy.
We're doing three things here at once. Scoop
is it a night out on Broadway that caused this?
Well, I don't know, but whatever it is, I'm having my foot amputated.
They'll call you peg leg.
So then, you know, you kind of go back and forth like that.
So I'll give you a scenario. Scuba Steve is still trying to fix the microphones here.
I could have used that mic, but it's messing his flow.
I know you had the mic that worked, but he took it from your hand.
One time in improv, I ended up in labor at the hospital, and we did an
Eddie, oh my God, are you still ordering food?
I'm done.
Pass it over to Kevin.
I think I over-ordered.
Well, then take some off.
No, wait, no, I kind of want both.
You're not paying for it.
That's why you over-ordered.
That's right, that's right.
See how Eddie does it?
That's right.
Takes advantage of the system.
Okay, Kevin, you're up.
Mike, you're doing that. Yes, he has 3 minutes.
Now. 3 minutes to order.
Yes, because we're not. The food's gonna be ordered. We're not gonna be able to get it.
Right.
Because we're supposed to leave.
Well, yeah, and I guess. That's
a different way. And lunch's mic still doesn't work.
I have no idea.
You never sounded better.
Good. So that doesn't work.
Glad we're testing this out.
Now I'm all twisted.
Are you in a bad mood, like, Scuba?
I'm fine.
Why are you in a bad mood?
Because I have no hair in my head.
What I've learned about Scuba is when things need to be fixed, he stresses out a little bit.
Fixed.
But it's only like a temporary stresses out.
Well, why don't we just can this and go back to your seats and we'll chalk it up to...
I have plugged in, it's done. So.
It's check.
Your mic isn't on.
We don't hear you, dude.
Yeah, what's your question? I'm about the 14. I don't know why you couldn't use that mic. You tried and Scuba took it from you and threw it on the ground. I said, you're...
Oh, it's working?
Now it works.
Hey, Scuba, I don't need the other mic, dude. Hey, go on.
See, look, now Scuba's happy. Look at him.
Yes, man.
Hey, there's no nose, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll give you a scenario. You got to keep building on it, okay?
Okay.
You have to look at
me. I can't say
me.
No. Oh, I thought I was looking at him because he's giving me the scenario.
Well, I'll just give you the scenario. You're fishing, and you just caught a fish. You pull it up, and that fish is able to talk to you. Amy?
Okay.
Action.
And action.
Why did you put that hook in my mouth? It hurts.
Oh, you talk. Okay. Have you talked before?
Every time I get caught and I tell people, put me back in the dang water, I'm going to die.
Okay. I put him in the water. He's dead. Scene.
That's it?
Yeah, but how am I supposed to?
Man, you need to get some more. You need to get some.
They teach you that in school?
No.
You get some more money. Get that money back. Give it to Amy.
No, I just ended the scene.
Amy, improv
your food. Was that bad?
I have to.
You did awesome.
No, you did great.
Improv your food.
No.
We tried.
It's fine.
I did laugh at the whole, you talk. That was funny.
I know. I wanted to keep going, but listen, I also been paying attention to time, too, and I knew Kevin was coming in. And we
Amy. What I would have thought she would have done is be like, fish, are you hungry? I need to order some food. What would you like? And she orders food.
Oh, good one.
Amy, do you want me to do it in your place?
Oh, you two go do it?
I can do it.
Okay, Amy, walk over to the your seat and you can order food. Then pass me that so I can order it.
Okay, I should probably get
Amy
some.
Oh, Amy got cut?
Hey, that's how we do it. Let's go.
Amy cut the scene after one.
I wouldn't do that.
What interaction, Amy? She goes,
I wouldn't.
So why did you end it with me?
I don't know.
She got intimidated.
She's distracted.
Did you order?
I'm trying. See how this is already stressful?
No, hey, I don't.
Everyone's mad right now.
I'm not mad, dude. I'm chilling.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
It's Wednesday.
You two guys.
Yeah.
I say Wednesday.
Okay, you look in the shower. Lunchbox, you're in the shower. You're taking a shower. And all of a sudden, you hear the guy walking up the hall that's supposed to come and fix the shower. And you hear him coming in, but you just realize you look down, you have two penises. Go.
Oh, my gosh. Where'd that second one come from? This dude's going to think I'm weird.
Hello. Hey. Hello. I'm here to fix the shower.
Hey, man. Don't worry about it.
Whoa. Bro.
Bro. I know.
Wait.
Bro, it's new to me, too.
What is that?
Bro, I just saw it.
You know what, man? I'm going to get out of here.
No, bro. Like, this.
Dude, I've never seen anything like that.
I was going to ask you. Have you ever been on a call where you've seen two of them?
No. Hey, let me ask you a question. How do you use those two things?
Well, I woke up. I mean, this is the first time I've had it, so I'm going to call my wife and say, hey, can you bring a friend over?
You're telling me that you went to bed last night and you only had one, and today you see two?
I had one, and I took a shower for the first time in 2 months, and guess what? Whoop! Another one popped up.
Let me see that again.
All right, scene.
Why do you want to
Lunchbox
see
is good. Lunchbox dominates you two.
Yeah, what do you mean?
He wins.
Hey, I'm not done yet.
Whoa, I thought we were good together.
I mean, Lunchbox kind of carried you. My bill is $164 to this place, Eddie.
That's crazy. You could take
That's
one of those sandwiches
me.
Out. See, what happened, Bones, is...
Why is there... What?
I saw one sandwich, and then I was like, that's perfect. And then I scrolled down, saw another one, and said, that's even better. But maybe we can split the other one.
It's 100 and whatever. I'm going to order it up here to work.
Good one, Lunchbox.
Good job, Lunchbox.
Thank you.
Dang. I hate when I think of things I should have done.
I don't understand how he was better. Like, I thought we worked well together.
He was good. I think he was a fish. I should have.
Well, he was like giving you stuff to build on.
What? I'm going to call my wife over? Like,
yeah.
Nah,
your response to that is, you really think she'll be down for that? I mean, you got to, or do you have a friend in mind that you'd want her to call? Something. You were just like, oh.
Not even questions. Don't ask questions.
Mine was like, let me see that again.
Yeah. Sounds
I'm getting turned on. Okay, so I just ordered the food.
And how long does it take to get all of that here?
I got to do the confirmed pin delivery, too. I hate when they have to do that.
What do you mean? They send you a pin?
Let me send this.
I thought that was pretty good, Lunch.
Hey, can I see the Delta story about the passenger stranded? I thought it was pretty good. Lunch, you did good.
Thanks.
You should go to improv and just take over.
You should come.
Amy, 3 hours? I don't have 3 hours.
You don't? Well, you take 3 hour naps.
I had priority.
Yeah, but that's at like noon.
Mm. Delta passenger stranded on an island, we're told, at least we didn't crash. Passengers on a Delta Airlines flight that made an unscheduled landing on a remote island were venting their frustrations. A flight to New York was forced to make a 12-hour maintenance stop on a small island in the middle of the Atlantic. That seems scary, just by itself, that we have to go land on an island, a maintenance stop on a random island.
Yeah.
While crew members were taken to a local hotel to relax, passengers without visas were corralled in a partitioned section of the airport. During that time, they had to drink from a sink, had no access to food until a cafe opened later in the day. Ham sandwiches were passed out, which didn't sit well with some people that were a different religion that don't eat ham. Airport reps told agitated passengers not to start a revolution, and you should all be grateful the plane didn't crash into the sea. Yeah. From Insider. It's all perspective, right, guys?
Yep.
Eddie, what are you doing?
My wife's asking if I spent money in Fayetteville.
Did you?
Yeah, it was a dinner. She's like, that's a lot for dinner.
No, I paid for dinner.
I get it, but I paid my credit card, and then you Venmo'd me.
No, I Venmo'd you first.
My point is,
did you not tell her?
No, I didn't tell her, and she's like, wow, you spent a lot of money.
How much did you spend? Be honest, because I sent you $200. How much did you spend?
Let's see how much we spend. $120.
You made $80 off that, and you didn't even tell me.
I did. Come on. You get
hold
it
on.
Eventually.
Hold on. I got to do a mid-roll. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle Deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, we're back. Look, I said, Eddie, make sure and take all the guys to dinner. So I Venmo'd him $200. First I heard that it only costs $120 right now.
Right now, yeah, because my wife asked.
Like at some point he didn't say, hey, you sent me too much?
No.
And then he just, you order him food and he just ordered 2 meals?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
And you guys tell me I'm cheap.
That's not cheap.
Why would you not tell me that?
Yeah, it just never came up. But Bones, eventually we square out.
No, we don't.
You know what I mean? Like, 20 there,
you
20
there. You made $80 off me and didn't say a dang word.
And then I bet you today I'll buy something and I won't charge you for it.
I just bought your whole lunch.
Yeah, yeah, but eventually.
Okay.
Charge you?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like we go to the gas station, you get a Coke, Twix, whatever.
I don't get Cokes or Twixes.
I buy it. I don't say anything.
The number one decongestant in America does not work.
I saw this.
Tell your wife, though, that you made $80 to get off and say, don't worry about it. Not only that.
She'll figure that out when I said Bobby Venmo be 200. I just sent it. Bobby Venmo'd me 200. See what her response is.
Hey, you know what? I just noticed, though. Eddie's old guy. He has his text enlarged.
Guys, and I can't even.
So do I.
I can't even read that.
Mine are large. My keyboard's large.
I have to pull my phone back to arm's length for me to read it.
Huh.
I can read it. I just want everything bigger.
But here's the deal. They told me this when I was going to get LASIK. They said, your nearsightedness is going to get worse because of LASIK.
I don't understand then. I don't understand.
So I needed contacts or glasses to see farsighted.
Yeah.
I was born nearsighted to where I can read anything up to my face clear as day. But as soon as I got LASIK, it corrected the far vision. I don't need glasses anymore, but it messed up my near vision. So like now I can't see anything close. It's almost like just a lens kind of reversed everything.
Is that normal?
Yeah. They said when you turn 40, it's going to get real. It's going to get.
Can you get it fixed again?
No. Just wear glasses.
I'd feel sorry for you, but you stole $80 from me and then double ordered the food.
No, dude, you can get the 80 back.
The FDA panel ruled yesterday the most common decongestant in America doesn't actually work. It's the lame version of Sudafed, Dayquil, Mucinex, Tylenol, cold and flu, the kind that doesn't have the chemical that makes meth. So if you just get it from over the counter, it doesn't work.
That's the Sudafed ingredient?
Yeah, the ingredient is called phenylephrine. 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 It's in a ton of medicines, including Dayquil, Mucinex, Vicks, Sinex nasal spray, Tylenol, cold and flu, Benadryl Allergy Plus, certain types of Robitussin, and Sudafed PE. And now a lot of those do have other ingredients to help with other symptoms, but they're saying that this main thing, like, is not actually doing what it's supposed to be doing.
Oh, wow.
Dang. You just go, if you get a cold, you just go get a box and just believe it works.
Mm-hmm.
Because a virus, you really can't make go away. You just try to treat that symptom. And so you're just like, oh, I guess it's working. So you don't really know.
That's crazy, dude. For years they were selling that stuff.
Yeah, I wonder if for $80.
That's a weird number.
Good
is one. It?
Is this random? Mm. What? I'm Venmoing you $80 right now.
I don't want it.
Yeah, you do. Obviously you do.
I don't.
Are you good? What's up?
What I wanted was you to tell me that I gave you too much money.
What's
going
on?
And you didn't until you were talking to your wife and it just happened to roll into a bit.
You having financial troubles?
Yes.
What's up?
My friend's stealing money from me. I'm basically Dane Cook.
You're like Billy Joel's manager?
Yeah. My brother stealing money from me. Kevin Costner's lawyer blasts his ex's high price for legal fees. She wants a judge to order Costner to pay almost $900,000 so they can argue the prenup is invalid, which has already ruled. This Kevin Costner stuff is...
it's drawn out.
Crazy.
It's too much.
Just, I mean, is it her just extending it just to drive him crazy?
But if that's the case, the lawyer kind of deserves all that money. Like, it's been a mess.
I'm saying, though, if they have to keep going back to court, is that just her because he's having to pay the legal fees? If
right.
so,
yeah.
She's just keeping him in...
or she really wants that money.
Both. Maybe both.
Yeah.
Maybe both. Kyle Rudolph, an NFL football player, said in an interview that Tom Brady would have an empty locker next to his locker. Ray, were you the one telling me about this?
Yep.
And then he would have Tom Brady would have people just put stuff there?
Yeah, all his teammates, because they knew kids, family members, everybody wants Tom Brady's a GOAT, his autograph. So he said he was so cool, he'd just have the locker sitting there. Everybody would just place it there, and it was just known when he was done with practice, he'd sign everything. You'd go back to the locker and get it out of there.
So he had an empty locker.
That is so cool. I'll start doing that here.
And it kept people from two had to be like, hey, man, will you sign this?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. So yeah. Everybody won. He would sign it. And then it wasn't uncomfortable where people would have to go up to him and be like, hey, man, will you sign this?
We got to do that same thing around here, dude.
With what?
Like books, pictures, and stuff. Do we need you to sign?
Me?
Yeah.
No, Lunchbox said he would.
I'll do it.
Right, but I'm just saying he doesn't have as much media type stuff out there. You got the tour going on. If we needed tickets, we'd just put a little request there on the desk or something.
Now we're getting to it. If you want $80.
Yep.
I just take that.
Leave some money.
All right. Is there anything else that I want to do here? I'm about to do an interview, so we got to get off here. But it looks like... let's do the billionaire story, Mike, and then we'll call it here. So... this is a billionaire spending compared to the average American. Okay, so Steven Spielberg donated money to this, the folks that are striking, the writer's strike.
Yeah.
So he's worth $4.8 billion.
I saw his yacht. It looks awesome.
Gosh, $4.8 billion. Dude.
Billion.
That's, wow.
So if we spent $1, the average American, it'd be like Steven Spielberg spending $2,710.
Mm.
So the average American, $1, is Steven Spielberg's $2,700.
What's $80 times?
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's why you donate, right? Like, you can donate $200,000.
Basically, Steven Spielberg stole $160,000 from me.
Wow.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, see? Wow.
Listen, whenever you go to the convenience store, you leave a dollar or a tip, whatever, here's an extra buck. Like, that's $200,000 that he can just give to someone.
It's $2,700.
$2,000.
For $1, yeah. If we spend $100, it's like him spending $271,000.
There you go.
Dang.
Steven Spielberg donating $1.5 million would be like the average American donating $1,000.
God, that's amazing.
That's crazy. Here are some stats about what it is relative cost the average American billionaire versus the average American who makes $60,000 a year. That's the average American salary. The actual cost for dinner for two at this really expensive place in New York City called Masa. Is that where you saw Starry Night?
No, that was the MoMA.
Oh.
I thought it was the Met, but it was the MoMA.
The actual cost is $1,190 for dinner here for two, which is crazy. But to Spielberg, 88 cents, what it feels like.
That is crazy. I need that life.
But he worked for it.
Yeah.
I'm working too, man.
Average annual household food spend, $8,000 for Americans. Feels like $5 to Steven Spielberg.
Dang.
This is crazy.
Down payment on a house. U.S. median home price is $256,000. The actual cost is $51,000, but the relative cost to like Steven Spielberg, $37. It's like he's paying $37. Ugh. That's crazy.
That's pretty cool.
A down payment on a $3.5 million mansion in Malibu, California. Actual cost, $700,000. His price, $500. What'd it feel like for the down payment? That's crazy. You need that life, Lunchbox.
I do need that life, man.
Dang.
Why does he still work?
Probably loves it. That's probably why he made so much money, too. He loved it, so he was good at it, and he wanted to get better at it because he loved it.
There's a lot of people that love their job, and they don't make that money.
Sure, but...
Like, look at those people that work, like, nonprofit. They work there, and they don't make any money.
But that's not what you asked. You're like, why does he still work? I said, because he loved it.
Oh. And he happens to be in a profession where he could get paid a lot.
And also, he's in a profession where you don't get paid anything either. There's a lot of people who have done it.
Yeah. And he can just chill for a year.
To that point, if he hadn't have made it and blown up, he'd probably still be trying to do what he loves, making nothing. Maybe.
But you just want to make money regardless of how miserable you are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I want to do, just so then I can quit being miserable.
Would you just lay in poop all day for 8 hours a day? If they paid you $500,000 a year.
Yeah.
Eight hours a day, you just lay in different people's poop all day.
Yeah.
And they pay.
For sure.
What are you talking about?
What?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Let's see. Spielberg has 6 kids, man. That's pretty good. They're going to live a good life.
Probably already are. Probably not going to be a new thing to them. All right. We're done here. Thank you all. Post show is over. Have a good day, everybody. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.